You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are about, my goodness, there's so much going on. We're about to have the full moon lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, and we are also about to experience Venus shifting from an evening star. It's retrograde right now, and it travels as an evening star until kind of the middle of the retrograde, and then it conjuncts the sun, which it's going to do on June 3rd, and then it takes about 10 days or so to rise as a morning star. So it's very much like a rebirth period for humanity, for everybody under this influence. So it can, you know, if it's somewhere specific hitting in your chart that is activated, like that you have something close to where this is going on, you'll feel it more than if you didn't, for instance. We also have, we're at the beginning of the eclipse portal. So the full moon is also a lunar eclipse on Friday. That's Friday. And it's lunar eclipses and solar eclipses are kind of, they're different energy, obviously. The lunar eclipse often will have more to do with like healing and the emotional nature and kind of the deep subconscious hidden feelings that you might not want to address. And the solar eclipse is much more kind of, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to get, and kind of taking what you want and becoming aware of kind of what you want. But between the eclipses, this is actually a very rare period because we have three eclipses. Normally there's two or like four of them a year, but right now we're going to have one in July as well. So we'll have two in June and then another one coming up. So it's a very potent ushering of change. And that's true always. Eclipses do usher in change. So if something needs to change, the portal of the eclipses will kind of help you move to the next area of your life or existence. Or there's lots of stuff that goes down around eclipses. Big sort of world events can happen. There is natural disasters commonly happen around eclipses. Big sort of important, like even the SpaceX launch, which happened on the 29th, was within 6 days of the eclipse. And the SpaceX launch with actual people going into space by a private country or company is the first in history. It's sort of like very Jupiter, and Jupiter and Pluto are conjunct. So it's very, you know, it resonates with that for sure. So that's a big thing happening. Also, what's happening with the riots everywhere right now, which is shocking and terrible. Like there isn't enough shocking, terrible things going on. We'll just throw some terrible, the death of a person who didn't deserve to die, and also all the riots that are to follow. There is actually some footage circulating of the cop that is responsible for the murder of George Floyd actually being a crisis worker. And there's pictures of him on the internet in other crises acting in different roles. And there's footage of his neighbors saying, we had no idea he was a cop. We never seen a cop car before. We've seen him, but had no idea that that's what he did, which would seem strange if you were going to be a cop. We have cops living in our neighborhood, and I know that that's what they do because their cars are there all the time. So there's that going on. So it makes you think, so is this actually true? Did he actually die? Is this being all staged to cause a massive uproar? This is a possibility. I mean, it seems like a crazy possibility, but there is quite a lot of evidence that these sorts of things can be staged to distract the population. So that's something to consider. And Neptune is strongly, you know, connected to everything right now and actually squaring this full moon we have too. So it's still a time of a very, it's not clear what's going on. It's very, you know, sort of fishy, unreal, what's a happening here kind of time. So either way, it's important that these issues of inequality and those are like valid, important. And there's been so much surface, especially I think since Pluto went into Capricorn, of how unfair and and cruel some police officers can be. And there's lots, on one level, thank goodness for all the video phones we have in the world, because all of this has been caught. Again, all the seedy bad side underworld has been exposed, is being exposed. And I think that has a lot to do with Pluto moving into Capricorn too, because Capricorn is our structures and our traditions and our institutions. And Pluto is like, I want to heal this. I'm going to go and we're going to rip all the problems up and expose the roots and see what's going on here. And especially also Jupiter traveling through Capricorn too, it's for the people, for justice, for expansion, for the truth. Truth is so important to Jupiter, to freedom and like openness and one for all and all for one. That sort of thing is very Jupiterian, and it's connected into very much what's going on with the riots and the narratives and the stories we were being told, and even like the sort of, I guess, uproar of the people against the control of the governments is happening right now too. There's a lot of exposure going on, so that's kind of crazy. We've actually too got with Venus. I'll talk about Venus a little first before I go into the details of the full moon. Venus went retrograde mid-May, and it goes for 40 days. It's retrograde. And it's very much kind of, as it's moving retrograde, you can kind of look back and maybe look at your relationships and see how things have gone and how maybe they could have gone differently. Or it's very kind of ponderous, emotional time. And oftentimes of letting go, like you got to let go of what's dragging you down, even if it's let go of the remorse you feel or let go of the guilt that you feel or let go of the shame, all those sorts of heavy, insidious feelings kind of, you know, they drag around on us and they create a drag for us to move to the future unhindered. So being aware with the retrograde, and not only is Venus retrograde, but five other planets are retrograde right now too. So everything is kind of having us turn within and look back and ponder what's going on. But Venus right now especially has to do with matters of the heart and love and what we value. And you might have, like, I've had dreams lately about like friendships in the past that didn't work out, or friends that I had that are no longer my friends. And that brought up how I actually really miss, like, especially one of my friends that I had. And I'm like, oh, do I? Because it was a very real dream. And I remembered all the good times and how we got along so well. And we were super compatible and had such good times together. But we did grow apart and grow in different directions. And we're no longer as compatible as we once were when we did finally stop being friends with each other. But it's still like coming up, like, should I call her? Should I get in contact with her? And then I think, no, like the problems that were there are probably the same problems that, like, you know, they're probably the same problems. So don't do it. So I've been back and forth over this, but it's definitely raised up that there is still maybe something there that needs to be explored. But the kind of rule of it is that you don't make a move until Venus goes direct again. And then that way you'll have all the facts. Perhaps the feelings rise just to be explored or for you to maybe send love and forgiveness. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to start the whole relationship again. But it can too, you know, bring people back or situations that relate to the Venus energy in your chart up for connection. And when Venus rises and it meets, travels the underworld, figuring out what it needs to let go, then in the mid-cycle, it goes conjunct with the sun. So it fuses with the sun. And that's, you know, that's a lot of energy right there too. It's kind of in a way like Icarus flying too close to the sun. It's like, oh, I'm going to explore that. And then he melted his wings and that was that. There's no more flying. So there is an element of sort of like exposure, danger on some level, like that you have to be willing. It's like you have to be psychologically willing to face the demons, to face the darkness that's there so that you can burn it off and move forward. So that kind of could be very much even what's going on in society. Everyone's sort of facing the darkness head on. And whether it's, you know, protesting against authority that's unfair, or racism, which is obviously unfair, or any of the things that we're protesting against. That's sort of the coming face to face and saying, hey, this isn't fair. This is wrong. What are we doing? So that kind of energy is around this sort of facing things, not just running or hiding or ignoring or escaping, but facing what scares you, facing what's not right, like speaking up about what's not right. That's necessary too, especially like for your emotional, physical health and for the emotional and mental and spiritual, physical health of everyone on the planet. So once Venus comes up and joins the sun, it then is reborn about 10 days later as the morning star. And it's a much more hopeful energy. There's like a lot of, you know, Venus brings us, and it is in Gemini, it brings us like someone to talk to and things to discuss and what we need to communicate, and perhaps even opening up our neighborhoods. Gemini rules what's around you and close to you, like your neighborhood. So that could be opening up, and which it obviously is at different levels everywhere, because it's the federal government speaking, and then also there's the provincial governments or the state governments, and everybody's kind of got their own idea about how to do things, which isn't surprising because the information coming to us is very scattered and PC, like piecemeal, and you know, it's changing all the time. It's very slippery. So it's kind of hard to decide, well, what should we do? We've never consciously done this before. Nobody really knows what's going on. So keep that in mind while we move forward, that there is that element of Neptune kind of clouding everything, dissolving boundaries, but also on the brighter side of Neptune, creating like a feeling of oneness, like a feeling that we do all get each other and we do understand what's going on and we can take care of this together. There's definitely that, like, I am you and you are me and we are us together. So that gives us more compassion. So there is compassion, but yet there's also this like underneath strife of transformation going on. And the eclipses will bring whatever needs to change to the surface. And it has, the nodes have also just moved in to Sagittarius and Gemini. The North Node is in Gemini and the South Node is in Sagittarius, which all the eclipses are going to have this flavor for a while. And it kind of gets us in touch with the North Node, which is there are many truths. It's in Gemini. There are many possibilities. There's so many things to be curious about and to learn about. And even just right in your own backyard, the focus, instead of, you know, maybe that's even with the travel, like not being able to travel, that's the South Node is in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is all about travel and the South Node is about the past. So perhaps we now need to learn to focus without our ability to escape to another country or go traveling, for those of us who like to do that, are now focused on the neighborhood and who's right around you and maybe your siblings and close friends that are around and close to you. So there is this sort of interesting opposition between the moon and what the node is in right now too, the North Node. And like whenever there's an opposition, which there are at full moons, because the sun and the moon are opposite each other, there's like a push and a pull, and it can bring up emotional energy that is conflicting. So part of you wants this and part of you wants that. Part of society wants this and part of it wants that. There's kind of like a dividing energy, but the point of the or the opposition is to make us aware of both sides and then help us to integrate and to cooperate and to converge and to connect in a way that makes both sides work. So it's not one or the other, it's both. Keep that in mind when you're feeling conflicted, because whatever feelings come up, the full moon tends to bring up, and it might even be more of like an idea situation or beliefs, like up in, you're having like opposite beliefs that you have to integrate in your own psyche, that could be coming up. It really depends on where this full moon lunar eclipse is in your chart on June 5th. Like wherever, whatever house you have with Sagittarius will be where it's most affected. So what do we have? The transits that we have connected to this full moon are pretty intense. Like it's Gosh, it's like kind of hard to be like an optimistic astrologer in these times. It really is. And it's also especially to be like optimistic and hopeful and non-controversial. That's really tricky. It's been a real challenge. But I am an optimistic person. And I do believe that this is all happening to evolve society. And it's like the fast track now. Like, we haven't been noticing the signs. And now we can't help but notice the signs. So nothing is as it seems and nothing is as it will be. We're really in this, like, it's kind of like this crazy portal. Like, it makes me think of a rock tumbler. We're just like bouncing around in the rock tumbler. We don't know what's going on or why we're in there, and we're all bouncing around. But ultimately, when we come out on the other side of all this, maybe in a couple of years, we'll be like, oh, I get it. I can see why all this happened, and I'm shiny now, and I'm on track. Because even though all this crazy stuff is going on, there is opportunity. There's tons of opportunity around as well. Which, on this, so with this full moon in Sagittarius, make sure that you kind of tap into what path you're on, why you're here. Like, ask the big questions. Who are you? Why are you here? What's your purpose? What's your path in life? What are you meant to be doing? And Sagittarian energy answers those questions. It goes out seeking answers to those big types of questions. So you've got that opportunity now to find the answers to those questions. So be sure to ask them. So there's a T-square going on this full moon on Friday, which is basically the sun and the moon are opposite each other. And then opposite that, we have Mars. So again, this is tricky. This is like, nothing is as it seems. And it could all be like, there's a lot of maybe delusion and illusion and like trickery going on. Like, you just can't trust that you have all of the pieces when Neptune is involved. And it's Mars, but it's in Pisces. That's ruled by Neptune. And then it's connected also, it's going to be in a couple days to an exact conjunction with Neptune. So we're feeling that. The moon is also very much feeling the conjunction of the sun and Venus. That's like kind of flavoring this full moon as well. It's tricky. I think that to turn within and to figure out what your path is very, will be very lucrative for you. Like, you'll be able to see, oh yeah, like, this is actually what I'm supposed to be doing. This is actually what my path is. And you can use the Gemini energy, the North Node in Gemini, to have the ability to like, to synthesize. Like, you can pull in all these ideas, and then now, like, you need the interest, right? The curiosity to research and to look for the truth and to ask the questions. Because if you're just sitting there and have no questions and just take, you know, as fact whatever you're told, then you probably will keep doing that. This probably isn't going to change that much. But if you're not that sort of person, this will probably fire up, even if you are really, it'll fire up the desire to know what is the truth. Where's the justice? I want there to be truth and justice. That will come up for all of us and for society. With Mercury sextiling Uranus, there's this like edgy freedom needing energy. And Uranus is like busting it all up. It's wanting, it's in Taurus. So it's already making, you know, a very irritating kind of energy. It's like riling up what used to be stable. It's like lightning bolting and cracking up structures that we used to think were solid, that could be counted on. And it's bringing up resources that we'd actually been laying the infrastructure to for a long time, so that it was oddly possible when all this came down that we could just like hop online. For a lot of us, obviously, that's not the whole world, but it is true that we do have this technological infrastructure in place, which allows us in many ways to continue on as usual, especially those of us who primarily work online. Like, there was, for what I do, it's basically transferred to all online nowadays. And there's no, you know, I'm not feeling the repercussions of what's going on in my personal life. I don't know anybody that's sick. I don't even know anybody that knows anybody that's sick. So I haven't had that experience of the concern of my health or my loved one's health. But so it depends very much on your own reality, how this is affecting you. And hopefully you're also one of the ones that isn't overly affected by it. Again, depends on where it is in your chart. But the Mercury sextiling Uranus will allow us to adapt. It will allow our minds to adapt. It will allow our just kind of our ideas to adapt. Okay, like now we need some new ideas. Now we need some new ways of doing things. Now, clearly this way isn't working. What are some other ways that we can do it? And generally, Uranus rules technology. So technology is coming to the fore and we're very much connected to it and allowing that to be how we adapt to what's going on in this crazy world right now. The Mars-Neptune square to this, I think, does, like, it's very heady. Like, Gemini, which is opposite this full moon, is very intellectual, very thought, air sign. And even Sagittarius, though it's a fire sign, it's very intuitive and like, reactionary. Like, it just kind of reacts to its own whims a lot of the time, but is ultimately in search for the truth. But all, again, very much, like, in the belief systems. The belief systems are kind of where Sagittarian energy gathers its strength. And it really very much identifies with the beliefs. So that's going on. And then we have Mars and Pisces going like, hey, we're all one. This is like, we need to kind of work it out. Or Mars and Pisces pulling the wool over. And actually, it's like a power grab, which is a possibility too, where, oh, they're all distracted. We're going to breach in and grab power. No one even saw it coming, because everyone was so distracted. And that's also a kind of a slippery thing that could happen with the Mars-Neptune. There is the relative possibility that we will end up being very spiritually provoked by this energy and our belief systems will change, or where we'll wake up and see what's going on around us in a way that we never saw before. So that can all happen. It's kind of like things come into focus and then we lose focus, or like, there's a clearing in the valley and then the fog rolls in. And then there's another clearing and then the fog rolls in. So it's tricky, tricky times. That I definitely can't like sugarcoat that. I would love to just say, oh, no, it's all fine. But there's some really crazy things going down in the world right now. And all that I can see is that we will come out on the other side and that there is so much opportunity. There really is. Like, even though all this crazy stuff is happening, we are in the middle of a very, you know, a possible setting up futures that can support us in very sustainable and moral ways rather than, you know, the systems that we've had in place before. Things are now able to change. And it's taking a bit of uproar and a bit of, you know, crazy scenarios to do it, but it's happening. So on the full moon, make sure that you do have time to be with yourself and with your thoughts and write down what, you know, ask the question, write it down. Why am I here? Who am I? What am I here to do? Ask these deep questions of yourself and then deep answers will come. And that can lead you, as you follow your heart and what you love, to places that you love and people that you love and a life that you love that isn't affected by what's going on in the world stage, because you've created like a niche for yourself. So do that. Do seek the truth. Do seek justice and peace and expansion and all those things for your life and for the lives of your loved ones and for the planet. And do send, actually, let's do that together. Let's imagine now the planet, and oh my gosh, I've just come across flat earth theory stuff that I have to keep reading more about it, but there's stuff about a flat earth that makes me go, oh my gosh, like, could this be true? That's the thing. So many things are coming to the forefront nowadays that there's just so many possibilities. But let's just imagine the earth is round and take it into your hands, and I'll take it into my hands, and everything that's going on the planet, there's so much going on. We're under so much stress as a planet. All the earthlings on the planet, all the animals and the crystals and the rocks and the trees and the plants and the bears and the black bears and the grizzly bears. I want to give the bears an extra shout out because they're in great danger where I live all the time, and humans are a menace to them. So I'm sending the bears extra love, and let's send love to the earth. Let's send our light and our love and our knowing that everyone's safe and that we're all going to be okay and that we're all loved and we're all worth it. We're worth having a wonderful life. Every human life. Racism is a ridiculous thing. We're all earthlings. So every life deserves to have peace and love and abundance and health. And let's send the earth and every life on it peace and love and abundance and health. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com. And many blessings for a most wonderful, enlightening, and contented full moon lunar eclipse in Sagittarius.